Chapter 9. Who Took the Tarts? Alice and the Duchess followed everybody into a house with one very large room. The King and Queen were there. They sat on big chairs above all the animals and birds. All the cards were there too. Near the King was the White Rabbit. He had a paper in his hand and looked very important. The Knave of Hearts stood in front of the King and Queen. He stood between two men, and his head was down. It was his trial. In the middle of the room was a table with a large plate of tarts on it. Alice found a place and sat down. She looked round. "I know a lot of the animals and birds here," she thought. She looked hungrily at the tarts. "I hope they finish the trial quickly," she thought. "Then we can eat the tarts." Suddenly, the White Rabbit cried, "Quiet, please!" The King looked round the room.
"Read the paper," he said.
The White Rabbit stood up and read from a very long paper.
"The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts one lovely sunny day. The Knave of Hearts, he took those tarts. He took them all away."
"Cut off his head," cried the Queen.
"No, no," said the Rabbit. "We have to call people into the room and ask them questions."
"All right, then. Call the Mad Hatter," said the King.
The Mad Hatter came into the room. He had a teacup in one hand and some bread and butter in the other hand.
"Why did you call me? I wanted to finish my tea," he said.
"When did you begin your tea?" asked the King.
The Mad Hatter thought for a minute. The March Hare and the Mouse were quite near him, and he looked at them for ideas. Then he said,
"March the 14th, I think."
15th, said the March Hare.
16th,
said the Mouse.
"Write that down," said the King to the White Rabbit.
Then he said to the Mad Hatter,
"Take off your hat."
"It isn't mine," said the Mad Hatter.
"Oh, so you took it from somebody, you bad man," said the King.
"No, no, I sell hats. I'm a hatter," answered the Mad Hatter.
He looked very afraid.
"Don't be afraid, or I'll cut off your head," said the King.
"I'm not a bad man," the Mad Hatter cried. "But the March Hare told me."
"I didn't,"
the March Hare said quickly.
"Well, the Mouse said."
The Mad Hatter stopped and looked at the Mouse. But the Mouse didn't say anything, because he was asleep.